Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omotan and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. A big shout out to you and yours. I am super stoked to be back on the podcast this week. How you doing? Me, I'm good. Can't complain. I'm just doing what I gotta do to stay alive. Cause damn, you know what? We keep going because there's more to tackle tomorrow. Anywho, we are taking it to Namibia.
The latest African album review is
ML from Namibia is on her third album now. Her latest offering is titled With Love and it is 2 or so weeks old and has been doing the rounds, especially with the well-worked video for the song the Telela. I reviewed her last offering Independence Day last year, and why not do the same for her 2020 offering? With Love is released under Titanium Media. It has 14 tracks, 50-minute runtime, 6 features, and multiple producer placements. Some of the producers on the project include Andrew on the Beat, who did most of the songs, Jody, House Guru, DJ Chronics, and I think he's got a couple on there. Shato, who's little brother to ML, who's a rapper and producer. And the whole album was mastered by Nautilus Studios. The album cover shows ML on a live set doing what she loves best, making and giving music. There's not much else to it besides that she has a live band with her, and the cover has a teal and orange finish to it, which gives it a nice touch.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Ndota opens up the With Love account, and it is a Namibian Afro beats without a doubt. ML says she's singing for the children, the old ones, for freedom and for love. This track one is already what ML really is about. What you have to know about ML is she gives an honest version of herself regardless of how you deal with her, whether it's on the international trade front or on the music front, even on social media. Her music and career outside music are about building. When I spoke to her on the podcast, I think 2 years ago, this is what she was saying, and she's still on that vibe, so she is quite genuine. I love that about her. Ndota has a video that came out late last year, and I believe it was the first single from this album to be put out, and it has a dope dance too. Come Back is also another Afrobeats type of vibe with OG Gorilla giving a top verse in Portuguese. Thing is, I've no idea who OG Gorilla is, well, before this song, and decided to give him a listen, and on other works, the dude is a vibe as well. ML killed the chorus on this song, and maybe, just maybe, we are sleeping on ML as a chorus killer. She just has something about, you know, the way she sings. I reckon she could give a lot of artists some hook bangers. Artists, are you listening? ML enlisted the talents of Top Cherry on a reggae-sounding number called My Way. The two Namibian ladies sing about how music is a journey. You grow in it and you have to know your own path in that. If you don't know your way, then it's hard to appreciate or even make it. You have to feel the rhythm in a song, and that's where the connection is. The song is almost reggae. I don't even know if that makes sense, but it is such a unique reggae sound, and the reason why I say that is probably just the instrumentation selection made it not quite the reggae sound, but I loved it. In contrast, the song Africa Motherland is straight up reggae. I get the sense ML probably loves reggae from a music listener's perspective. So, yo, my people, if you do like what we do right here on the African Album Review Podcast, head over to motomotomusic.com, top right hand corner, click the PayPal icon, because to keep the doors open, we need your help. So a little donation goes a long way. Yeah, thanks. Datelela featuring Mushe might just be the song of the album. It has an infectious groove that you will move to, or at the very least, nod your head to. ML heads the chorus with an unconventional but effective singing style, while Mushe sweetens things up with the ad-libs. The mix is lethal, and I mean that in a nice way. I think these two acts could find more collabs to net them a few hits in the years to come. So ML and Mushe, what's up? Having said that, Tyler Kovili alongside, I think it's Koxa, I hope I said that right, it's K-O-X-A, is another song to watch out for. It has a more subdued sound that borrows from different genres to give a near jazzy, Afrobeats and Kwaito blend. It's worth the listen. Let Me Go might have the most high-profile collabo on With Love, with Tanzania's Banaba classic coming through to lend his talents to the project. Interesting song.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
The genres you'll find on With Love are Afrobeats, reggae, house music, R&B, Kwaito, and some Roomba influences in there as well. ML also managed to slot in an Amapiano remix to one of her previous songs, Hardworking Woman, from her last album, Independence Day. I would say that ML is a very versatile artist. This is in part why her albums have multiple genres, while she unifies everything vocally with a distinct intonation and flow. And that's on two fronts, singing and rapping. In terms of subject matter, she is equally versatile and talks about everything from the education system, loving her country, colonialization, genocide, happiness, Africa, having a good time. I mean, she doesn't hold back. She talks about it all. High points for me on With Love are the quality of the music. Of her three projects, With Love has the most musical consistency and quality. The mixing and mastering was right up there, and so big shout out to Nautilus Studios. I think you guys did a fantastic job. Interesting points when songs like Ndota have a very roomy reverb feel on the verses, which is something that only works when it works, and here it does. I enjoyed that experimentation, just something different. Where her first album, The Diplomat, felt like singles collected over the years to make one project, With Love feels like a project created to have a uniform feel, a true body of work. This is what I love about it. My questions on this project came when I got to the song Alulange. It simply doesn't sound like anything else on the album. The song feels more like an early 2000s African R&B sound where you know what they're going for, but it doesn't quite arrive to the destination. I'm not sure if this was deliberate to invoke a feeling of nostalgia or if it was a song in the archives. It simply failed to retain the link to modernity music-wise, even looking at the song that follows it titled December. I struggled to find how it fits, and because of that, it affected the flow of the album. This is where the sequencing didn't quite get up there for me on an otherwise wonderful album. Maybe I'll change things by either removing a couple of tracks or moving them to the very end of the album. The good thing is, for the most part, her sound is quite distinct, which gives consistency. So, thumbs up ML for doing a good job there.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Overall, I reckon ML has really found her place in the Namibian music industry as a musician. Over the last 3 years, we've seen her grow from strength to strength, song by song, until this point. Where she continues to impress is defining her own style and not looking to music as we know it to give her influence. This is easy to tell when she does genres such as reggae on this album, where they might not be the current flavor of choice worldwide. She makes music as she feels it more than anything. Her biggest asset is originality. There's only one ML. My favorite songs on With Love are Ndota, Number One, Come Back, Datelela, Eyes on You, and My Way. Get listening to With Love on all streaming platforms and enjoy a fresh take on Namibian music with ML. She's a unique vibe and I think you're really going to enjoy this album. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Emoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Day and day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.